This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
It affects 1 in 6 people in England each week, according to UK charity Mind. That's the ratio of people who report experiencing a common mental health problem, such as depression. Whether temporarily down in the dumps, or chronically depressed, many rely on antidepressants to lift their dejected mood. But they have a cost. One ex-user told the BBC that they felt they were in a chemical fog and were desperate to stop. If medication is a last resort, what alternatives are there when you're feeling truly blue? What about cold water swimming to combat melancholy? One participant, known as Sarah, took part in the 2016 BBC One series The Doctor Who Gave Up Drugs. She had been taking antidepressants since the age of 17. 2 years after the show, she is off all medication and still swimming, something a recent British Medical Journal report believes may be an effective treatment for depression. Apart from the exercise and companionship of swimmers, the cold water puts the body under stress. With repeated immersions, the body better adapts not just to this physical stress, but mental stress, including the psychological problems of life that lead to low spirits. Susan Kalman relies on kindness to brighten her mood. The 43-year-old comedian and author encourages others to use altruism to improve the lives of those around them. It can be as simple as holding open a door for someone, or giving someone a compliment, or buying someone a packet of crisps when they're feeling down, she tells the BBC. In fact, anything that uplifts. If we all started to be a bit kinder, then maybe we could start seeing the world as a better place. It's really about kindness, and then, from that, just finding that happiness, she says. Or you could talk about it. Wobot is a chatbot designed to support people dealing with problems by teaching coping strategies. There's a reason why good therapeutic approaches are conversational. It just asks the right questions so you can figure it out, Alison Darcy, founder of Wobot, tells the BBC. One user, Nick Impson, explained that Wobot relieves the potential trust issues that can occur when talking to a stranger, even a qualified one. Feeling despondent happens to everyone. When it does, you might want to try one of these methods and see if it works for you. We hope you'll be feeling as right as rain again in no time.
Takeaway English
from bbclearningenglish.com.